Joe Rogan enjoys greater net approval rating among voters than Joe Biden. By Wendell Hussebo on January 31, 2022. Prominent podcaster Joe Rogan has a greater net approval rating among voters than President Biden, an Echelon Insights poll revealed Monday. Rogan, who has been criticized for allegedly spreading coronavirus misinformation on Spotify, enjoys a greater net approval rating than Joe Biden by 4 points. Rogan's net approval rating is +2, while Biden's net approval rating is -2, a 4-point split, the poll found. Rogan's net approval rating is also greater than Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senator Chuck Schumer, DCA, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Rogan's net approval rating among Democrats or those who lean left is a negative 14 points. Among Republicans or those who lean right, Rogan holds a 17-point net approval rating. Vaccinated voters do not approve of Rogan as much as the unvaccinated. According to the poll, among those who are either vaccine hesitant or resistant, Rogan enjoys a 32-point net approval rating. Rogan's approval rating among the vaccinated is negative 7. On Thursday, Rogan survived Neil Young's attempt to cancel him from Spotify for allegedly spreading coronavirus misinformation. Young had given Spotify an ultimatum to cancel Rogan or lose access to Young's music, Breitbart News reported. Left-wing rocker Neil Young is now pushing for other artists to pull their music from Spotify, calling the audio streaming service a damaging force that is causing 24-year-olds to end up on the wrong side of the truth. Young's call comes after Spotify said it would pull the singer's music from its platform following his demand that the company either remove his music or blacklist Joe Rogan and his popular podcast. On Wednesday, Young continued his attacks against Spotify on his website, claiming that the company has recently become a very damaging force, and urged others to join him in removing their music from the platform. I sincerely hope that other artists and record companies will move off the Spotify platform and stop supporting Spotify's deadly misinformation about COVID. On Sunday, Spotify placed a content advisory on Rogan's podcast. It's become clear to me that we have an obligation to do more to provide balance and access to widely accepted information from the medical and scientific communities guiding us through this unprecedented time, Spotify CEO and co-founder Daniel Ek wrote. Spotify in 2020 signed the Joe Rogan Experience to a deal reportedly worth more than $100 million. The poll sampled 1,029 voters between January 21 to 23. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHussebo.